Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us, folks. Marcos Jacoba is here. Marcos is a relatively new American. He's immigrated here from Brazil several years ago, and he's just taken America by storm. He's rooted out a great level of success for himself as someone who sees stuff that you and I probably don't see much of. We don't see it as much as we should. He's the CEO of Life Hacks Wealth. He's the founder of Air Be the Boss, I should say. And he's the author of Eat This, Mr. President, and a number of other accomplishments. And he's our new friend, Marcos Jacoba. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jamie. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. He's also an expert on the gig economy, folks, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But Marcos, first, I want you to tell us a little bit about you. I want you to tell us about how you wound up in America. Now, you were born in Brazil, right?
Yeah. So I was born in Brazil. I came to America.
What part of Brazil?
São Paulo.
I've been to São Paulo.
You've been to São Paulo, yeah. So I grew up in São Paulo. And although I'm a Brazilian, my life wasn't always a carnival, as you probably imagine. and I always dreamed of this thing called the American dream, right? And I remember since I was little, I have this inexplicable connection with the United States. And I never thought in my life that one day I would have ended up here.
Mm-hmm.
But the universe, and I think everything worked. And helped me get here when I was 23 years old, and I arrived here with $100 in my pocket.
Wow. And you drove a truck for a long time, didn't you?
Yeah, so when I come here, I realized that that there's three ways for you to build wealth, right? So you got to have your own business. I never met anybody that become a millionaire working for somebody else. You got to know a little bit of investment and do stocks, bonds, or whatever. And the third pillar of building wealth is investing in real estate.
Thank you.
So I had all kinds of odd jobs. I worked in the construction, restaurant, I bused tables, I became a chef, and then a year and a half after,
how much English did you know? How much English did you know when you got here?
Way more than I know now. No, I'm messing with you. So barely no English whatsoever.
Because a lot of people, there still are people who in America who don't know that in Brazil they speak Portuguese, not Spanish.
Yes, we are the only country in South America that speaks Portuguese. That's correct. And I got here, we know English, right?
Right.
And I remember, one of my jobs was I got a job working in a lunch truck and a food truck in Elizabethport in New Jersey. And Paul, there was the owner of the food truck. He was like, and he was Greek. And he was like, you want me to communicate with you in Greek or English? I was like, let's try English because that's complicated. But I always put myself in a position to be challenged, right? And when you put yourself in that situation, there's no other way out. You either learn how to speak or you either learn how to grow or nothing's going to happen or you're going to die, basically. You're gonna
so you, you jump into the, you jumped into the deep end, right, where you either swim or drown.
That's it. That's, y'all burned all the bridges, right? So I got to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in a year and a half, after I have arrived in the United States with $100 in my pocket, I own a restaurant with 13 employees.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, most of my employees, they're all Americans. They are the ones who taught me how to speak English. I never went to a school here to study the English language. As you can see, the way.
How much of what you accomplished was because you didn't know you weren't supposed to?
Well, so here's when I look back, I was like, I'm so excited. Is that, I mean, I owe so much to this country. That's not even funny. In my gut, I everybody that's listening to this right now, and that became my mission, is to show the American people how they can conquer and still live the American dream. It's well alive.
Right. So you believe the American dream?
I got so emotional. I even lost the question, though.
No, I got you. I appreciate that. No, that's not uncharming, Marcus, that you feel that way. And I want you to know that I feel that way too. And I was born here. And I remind people who've never been to another country, because I've been to Brazil. Now Brazil is a mixed bag. Brazil, in a lot of ways, is a basket case economically. Because in any given year, they're going to have runaway inflation. The next year, they won't have. But there are people in Brazil, if you want to see poverty, not all of Brazil is impoverished, but there's a lot of poverty in Brazil. You go to a country like Brazil, I can see how you coming to America would feel like you've died and gone to heaven. For somebody who wants to make their own way, somebody who wants to be responsible for themselves, I can see how you would feel that way. And it's your story. The reason I wanted you to tell the story is your story is a good lesson for Americans who, there are some of us, Marcos, who kind of become whiners. You know what I mean? We get the red licked off our candy.
Yep.
Oh, you know, why don't I have more? Why don't I have it right now? Why do I have to work for it? And these people don't realize that they live in on Earth. If there's heaven on earth, this is as close as it gets. What do you think?
I know you are. I mean, you are 100% spot on. Okay, but you don't know what you don't know because you don't have other things to compare to, right?
Right. If you've never been outside the country, sure don't.
Exactly. And that's the thing, and that shapes the way you see things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I guarantee you, every day when you wake up, you have a thousand of opportunities that cross your path
mm-hmm.
on a day-to-day basis, right? And we're going to cover a little bit more when we talk about the gig economy. It's just about perspective. And if you train yourself to change your perspective just a little bit, all we need is 2 millimeters.
Yep, yep.
When you change 2 millimeters in your perspective, you start seeing things that you thought didn't exist.
Very well said. MarcosJacober.com is the website, folks. I encourage you to go there and check it out. He and I will be right back after the break. We're going to talk about the gig economy and how is it changing and why is it important and how's it going to evolve. 20 after Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.